CNN News Selection Number 4, Matters of Opinion.
America's largest local television station owner is facing intense criticism over promotional script it's forcing its journalists to read on air.
Sinclair Broadcasting stations are being ordered to run a statement by head office bashing what it calls false stories and personal bias in news coverage, much of the promotion echoing President Donald Trump's anti-media talking points.
Sinclair owns or operates almost 200 U.S. television stations. Most of them are CNN affiliates. Brian Stelter joins us now from New York. He's been following this today. Brian, tell us, what is going on?
Yes, this viral promo, which has embarrassed some local staffers, is only the latest example of Sinclair coming down from on high, issuing mandates to the staff. Here's a look at what else the company has done that's so controversial. A broadcasting behemoth with many critics, some now calling it a propaganda arm for the Trump administration. With around 200 stations, Sinclair is the biggest local TV player in the country. Today, it reaches more than a third of U.S. households, and it's trying to get bigger, awaiting government approval for its takeover of Tribune Media. The company's conservative bent is becoming more visible, with promos echoing Trump's anti-media rhetoric. Stations are required to run terrorism alert desk segments about security threats. These are known as must-runs inside Sinclair. Also must-run, rah-rah commentaries from former Trump campaign advisor Boris Epstein. During the presidential campaign, Jared Kushner reportedly inked a deal with Sinclair for better coverage. Sinclair calls that a mischaracterization, but the company's politics are no secret. It's controlled by executive chairman David Smith and his family. With his brothers in the early 90s, Smith built his father's three TV stations into a mega broadcaster. His views radiate out to local stations, sometimes creating tension between management and local journalists. Some local staffers are expressing anger about recent corporate mandates, with one telling me, quote, "It sickens me the way this company is encroaching upon trusted news brands in rural markets." Responding to the uproar, Sinclair sent a memo to stations. It says, quote, "We are focused on fact-based reporting, and it calls the goal of those now viral promos to reiterate our commitment to reporting facts in a pursuit of truth." To a lot of observers, these promos are reminiscent of Fox News' fair and balanced slogan. Seems completely innocuous, right? Fair and balanced. But in fact, that was a cynical way of saying, we are fair, everybody else is biased. And of course, Fox leans to the right. So do Sinclair's owners. And people in newsrooms owned by Sinclair, they are feeling more and more of those pressures as well. We've seen one journalist from one of these stations resign in protest, another station's refusing to air the promos, and we will see if there's more fallout to come.